A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. But while they were all marveling at everything he did, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, and it was concealed from them that they should not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. There's one verse in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 32, which summarizes what Luke says here over a longer passage. The disciples were astonished, and those who followed him were afraid. The disciples are those who followed him, and those who followed him are the disciples, and they are both astonished and afraid. There's an emotional roller coaster which they experience in trying to stay with Jesus. One moment they're full of admiration, full of amazement, full of wonder at what he does. The next moment they're afraid, they're silent because of what he says. They find his deeds amazing, they find his words disturbing. But Jesus says to them, "These words must sink into your ears." It's a strange saying. Another translation has it, "You must have them constantly in mind." Jesus is alerting us to something we know from experience, that there are different levels of hearing. We can hear things at many different levels. Physically, we might hear what a person is saying to us, but in our hearts and in our lives, somewhere deeper down, we decide we don't want to hear what we have just heard. We don't want to allow that truth in. We choose very often not to understand. Fear of the truth or the implications of the truth or the demands of the truth will often prevent us from asking more, from saying, "What is it you just said? Is there more that needs to be said about what you have just said?" It is a fear of the truth, a fear of the consequences and demands of the truth, which will in many circumstances enable us to turn a deaf ear, shut down our hearing, so that even though we hear things physically, we do not hear them in our hearts or in our minds or in our lives. It seems to me that a sure sign that this is where the disciples are in this passage of Luke is there when we read on. "Next day an argument broke out among them about who was the greatest." It's a classic kind of deflection of emotional energy and attention onto something else, having decided that they do not want to hear what Jesus is saying to them, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of men. Their energy goes elsewhere and they start fighting with each other. Our journey of discipleship will presumably be like that. We will move around between amazement on the one hand, fear on the other, and then confusion as we find ourselves unable to allow the truth of Jesus' words to sink into our ears, to be constantly in our minds, to find a home in our hearts. Perfect love casts out fear, we're told in the first letter of St. John. Perfect love casts out fear. And then we can receive the truth. When we are free from fear, we can receive the truth and allow his words to sink into our ears, into our hearts, and into our lives. Perfect love allows us to accept the consequences and the demands of the truth. But for most of us, that's a destination yet to be attained, a goal towards which we try to move and pray that someday, with God's grace, we will be there. We try to persevere, growing in courage as we go along, allowing the words of Jesus to make their home in us. It is easy, from time to time, to be amazed and to wonder at his deeds. It is much more difficult, much more disturbing, much more demanding to allow the words of Jesus to sink into our ears, to find their way into our minds and into our hearts, to find their way into our lives. It is only with the help of his grace that such a thing is possible, that we can grow into that perfect love which casts out fear and so enables us to receive and to rejoice in the truth and to live from that truth, the truth of his words which have come to dwell in us.